Turn to part 3. You will hear 3 different talks or lectures. In each talk or lecture, there are 5 questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Now open your questions paper and look at talk or lecture 1. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Welcome, everybody, to this presentation about creating a corporate image for your company. I wonder if, when you came in today, you thought, hey, this guy hasn't got a suit on. This could be an interesting day. You see, I believe that the way you dress is very important. I decided to come here rather casually dressed, not because I wanted to make a fashion statement, but because I wanted to let you know that this is not going to be a formal presentation. On the other hand, I want you to work hard and get something out of the day. I'm not wearing shorts and a t-shirt, for instance. So, how would you describe the way I'm dressed?
Smart, but casual.
Exactly. But I also believe there are particular occasions when you need to wear a suit, such as meeting a client, especially if you expect the client to be wearing one. Which brings me to a recent trend which we've picked up from the Americans, Dress Down Friday. How many of you are dressing more informally on a Friday?
Yeah,
quite a lot of you. How many of you go as far as wearing jeans? Yeah, not so many. Probably many of that small group work in the IT sector. I thought so. So you see, it's not just the day of the week or what clients may expect of you. It's the business you're in. If, for example, you work in a bank, you're probably going to be in a dark suit every day of the week. And then there are those of us who are expected to wear a uniform. What you are doing here is projecting a very specific image of your company or service. Usually, it's to do with reliability, expertise, and efficiency. Customers and the general public feel reassured about someone in a recognisable uniform. Dress Down Friday is a long way off for this group of employees. Now, let's have a look at other ways in which a company projects its image.
Now open your question paper and look at talk or lecture 2. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Do you get enough sleep at night? Do you ever feel tired during school? You may not be the only one. According to the National Sleep Foundation, kids aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting how they do in school. Experts say that kids need about 10 hours of sleep each night. Your body needs sleep so it can rest for the next day. Animals need sleep to stay healthy. Cats and dogs sleep for about 15 hours each day. Sleep is also important for your brain. Just like your body, your brain needs a little vacation every night. Without enough sleep, students can't learn as well. They cannot pay attention, follow directions, or solve problems as well. Also, tired kids act in ways that they usually don't. They can easily get angry with their friends or get in trouble in class. Scientists at the National Sleep Foundation talked to 1,400 kids. They asked them about their sleeping habits. They found that about 70% of kids were not getting enough sleep. The scientists think that soda and television are part of the reason. Drinks like cola, coffee, and tea have caffeine in them. Caffeine makes people stay awake. Kids who had drinks with caffeine got less sleep than other kids. Television is also a problem. When kids watch too much TV, they have to stay up later to finish their homework. Scientists also found that many kids had a TV in their room. These kids often stayed up late to watch a show. So, what can you do to make sure that you get enough sleep? Try not to drink anything with caffeine, especially at night. Sleep experts suggest that you try to go to bed at the same time every night. Don't do anything exciting before you go to bed. For instance, don't watch a scary movie or exercise. Try to do something relaxing, like reading a book or listening to quiet music.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 3. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
If you have ever seen the Northern Lights, you know that they are one of nature's most beautiful sights. People often describe seeing a faint glow appear on the horizon in the night sky. Then they may see wonderful colors, such as green, red, blue, or purple, stretch across the sky. The shape of the Northern Lights can be straight lines, or it may be curved like the letter S, or round, just like a wheel. The colored lights and shapes move across the night sky like ocean waves. No matter what the color or shape is, the Northern Lights are truly an amazing sight. Many people know them by their common name, the Northern Lights. But do you know the meaning of the real name? The scientific name for the Northern Lights comes from Latin. It is Aurora Borealis. In English, the Latin word aurora translates to dawn, which means early morning. The Latin word borealis means northern. So Aurora Borealis can be translated as northern dawn, which describes the look of the northern sky in the very early morning. If you have never seen Aurora Borealis, you are not alone. This natural phenomenon is not common in most parts of the world. In fact, many people travel or go on tours to places where they can see the Northern Lights. Where are these places? The best place to see Aurora Borealis is near the North Pole, the northernmost point of Earth, especially in areas such as northern Greenland, Scandinavia, and Alaska. Many years ago, before modern science, people developed stories, myths, and legends to explain natural phenomena, such as Aurora Borealis. Finnish people called them fox fires and believed the lights were caused when foxes made fires to keep warm. The Inuit people of northern Canada and Greenland believed that the aurora was the dance of animal spirits, such as deer, seals, and whales. The way the Northern Lights work is similar to a neon sign. Gas travels along magnetic lines. The lights occur when electric particles, electrons, collide with gas atoms, causing the atoms to give off light. The result is the amazing sweeps and waves of color that you can see. It's a wonderful sight if you happen to be in the right place at the right time.
That is the end of part 3. Now you have 5 minutes to check your answers and transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.